Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God's saying to us today. Luke chapter 1, verses 74 and 75. We have been rescued from our enemies, so we can serve God without fear, in holiness and righteousness for as long as we live. The whole Bible speaks about salvation, but that comes to a climax in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. So we need to be absolutely clear what salvation is all about. God's intention for us is to live our lives to the full. His desire is to rescue us from our enemies so that we can live in partnership with him, free from fear, free from sin and anything else that might spoil life. Living with fear totally distorts life. If you're fearful of what others will say or think about you, you'll be reluctant to take risks. And every day will be a trial. If you're fearful of medical, financial, or relationship difficulties, it will lay a heavy burden on you and change the way you head into every morning. God doesn't promise to take all our difficulties away from us, but he does promise to set us free from fear as we place our lives in his hands. Sin always spoils. It doesn't have the ability to do anything else. God's desire is that we should be set free from our sin, and that is made possible through Jesus' death on the cross. Through Jesus taking upon himself the weight of our sin, he is able to offer us the forgiveness of our sins. All we need to do is to admit that we've sinned, claim his forgiveness, and resolve to live a new life. God's aim for our lives is a wonderful one. He wants us to live righteously. That's not a word that we often use these days, but it simply means doing everything that's right. What could possibly be better than that? Through the salvation that Jesus offers to us, we're able to live a completely new life in which we're set free to be everything he created us to be. Now let me ask you a question. How would you explain to another person what salvation means to you personally? And now let's pray together. Loving God, we praise you for your gift of new life. Help us each day to live in the power of your Spirit and to act in the way that pleases you. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Well, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.